on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Megan Rollison joins us from Focus on the Family. She's a project manager for Adventures in Odyssey. Megan, thanks for taking the time.
Thanks so much, Steve. I'm glad to be here.
And for those who haven't heard yet, this award-winning original audio drama series from Focus on the Family, created for ages 8 through 12, and to be enjoyed really by the whole family, teaching lasting truths, brings biblical principles to life with just the right balance of fun, faith, and imagination. Yeah. And I have to imagine that fun, faith, and imagination, Megan, probably describes your office area relationships. I can't imagine this not being a dream job.
Those three things absolutely manifest themselves in our team. I mean, the Adventures in Odyssey team is absolutely rooted in biblical truths. That is the guiding factor of why we do this and why we create Adventures in Odyssey. But the imagination piece as well, I mean, God gave us imagination, so we're using what he gave us, and it definitely shows itself, everything from the writers and how they are able to make the words on the page come to life, to our sound designers who bring what you can only see in your imagination to life with the sounds and everything. So, yep, all three of those things definitely manifest itself in our team.
Now, let's look back a little bit for those that may not realize just what a heritage there is when it comes to Focus on the Family's Adventures in Odyssey.
Yeah. So Adventures in Odyssey began in 1987. So we are in our about 38th year now. And we have produced, Adventures in Odyssey has produced over 1,000 episodes. We actually celebrated that last summer with our 1,000th episode. And it's a huge legacy. And one of the things that is really lovely about that is, you said before, yes, the target audience is 8 to 12, but it's really enjoyed by the whole family. And we hear consistent stories of multiple generations of families listening and loving Adventures in Odyssey. We've got grandparents that are now introducing it to their grandchildren. And so the legacy is just incredible. And it's all because of the blessings of the Lord. There's no way it would have survived without his blessing and his work on it. So it's pretty incredible. Well,
Megan, can I take a minute to testify?
Yes, please.
Now, I've been in Christian radio since the 80s, my kids range now from 26 to 40 years old. But road trips, you know, when we used to receive Adventures in Odyssey, it was on something that many of you have never heard of. Now you've heard of it, but on cassette.
Yeah.
And I would, you know, they were cassettes sent to the stations, you know, that were, you know, essentially disposable. But I'd hold on to them.
Yeah, love that. I love that.
And we would take, and I will tell you, Adventures in Odyssey made road trips so enjoyable.
Yep. No,
in more ways than one, the creativity and the stories. It sure kept the kids occupied.
Yep. Oh yeah. My family was the same way. We grew up on Adventures in Odyssey, and it was actually perfect timing. My family and I, we grew up about 30 minutes away from our church. And so when we would go into town for Awana or youth group or something like that, it was perfect. You turn on an Odyssey episode, we'd get in at the car right at the beginning of the episode, and we'd get out at the end of the episode. So we definitely had it, and we had the cassettes as well. We had the packages that looked like VHS. Now I'm, you know, going back to VHSs. They looked like VHSs, but they had the multiple cassettes in there. So, yep, those are definitely core memories for me as well.
Well, and Adventures in Odyssey, you know, we're talking about the heritage and some old technology. The truth is, we're 37 years in, and Adventures in Odyssey is, you know, on the cutting edge.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, adventure. I mean, there have been so many progressions with technology and how we can do things. I mean, I was not around at the time, but my teammates will tell me about when they were editing, literally cutting the tape and taping it together to cut the different scenes. Now it's all digital. And so it's just fantastic to be able to sit in the studios and watch our sound designers do what they do, and do it just with such excellence. But not only, I mean, the cool thing too, Steve, yeah, there have been a lot of technological advances, but the stories are timeless. I think that's what makes Odyssey so, or Adventures in Odyssey so special is those biblical truths are the same today as they were in the very beginning. So those timeless messages are never going to change. And that's what makes this program so special.
And other special things to make sure we bring to light for those not aware, some anniversary things to be celebrated.
Yeah, like Adventures in Odyssey anniversaries. Like I said, we celebrated our 1000th episode last summer. We actually celebrated that by hosting an event, a large event here at Focus on the Family called the One Grand Party. It was a 2-day event where we basically transformed Focus on the Family into the town of Odyssey. So we had life-size set pieces of all the places that you'd expect to see in the town of Odyssey. So Wits End, J&J Antiques, the Wits End Soda Shop, the Imagination Station, all of those pieces and sets and places that you hear and only have pictured in your mind came to life here at Focus. Not only that, we brought many of our actors out here. So the actress that plays Connie Kendall, the actor who plays Jason Whitaker, and multiple others came out, and we did 2 live performances, not only reading a script on stage, but also all of the music was done live on stage. The sound effects were created live on stage. The artwork was produced and drawn right there live on stage. So it was pretty spectacular. So that was a huge anniversary that we got to celebrate. And it's hard to believe that's been a year ago already. We're coming up on reminiscing over the next month or so in the Adventures in Odyssey Club, everything that happened last year in during the One Grand Party.
Well, and you mentioned the club. Let's bring people to the website at adventuresinodyssey.com. On the website, what will the listener find?
Yeah, on the website, on our public-facing website, listeners will find information about the program. We do have some free episodes that you can listen to on the website. You can get some information about the different characters, but to have access to the entire Adventures in Odyssey library, you can join the Adventures in Odyssey Club. And you can find that on our website as well. And with that club access, listeners will have access to the entire library of all of the episodes that we have produced. Also, some supplemental things such as devotionals, parent and family discussion questions. We've got some fun videos that are on the club as well. So, lots of supplemental material that definitely makes the club really robust, and gives really that immersive experience into Adventures in Odyssey.
Well, listen, if you just joined us, we're visiting with Megan Rolofson. She's the project manager at Adventures in Odyssey at Focus on the Family. And actually, real quick, Megan, I need to ask because, yeah, part of those great memories when I think back to the family, one of the trips we took us right through Colorado Springs, and we stopped in at the Focus on the Family headquarters. Is
I
that
love
still an
that.
option for families?
Absolutely. We would love to have any and everybody come to Focus on the Family. The Welcome Center has, you can go in and go into Wits End. So you can get yourself a Wadfam chalk sod if you would like to. You can get an ice cream sundae. You can get some raspberry ripple right there in Wits End. And then there's a lot of fun things to do for families. We've got some video things set up. There's a a nice little kids play area. So yeah, when you walk in, you'll feel like you're walking into Odyssey and Wits End right there at the Welcome Center. So yes, we would love to have you all. It's open every day of the week and it is free. So come on down. We would love to host you here.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure to mention that, you know, we're kind of neighbors just down I-25. So
yeah.
For those headed, you know, if you're headed up to Denver, make it a plan to maybe stop for lunch or a break at the Focus on the Family Welcome Center. And of course, you can look for details about that, I'm sure, on focusonthefamily.com or just do a search on your maps for Focus on the Family Welcome Center. Megan, appreciate all that you and the team at Adventures in Odyssey are doing to bless our families. And look forward to 8 a.m. Saturday morning, starting this weekend. They can tune in and follow along with those adventures in Odyssey. Thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Steve. I appreciate it.
And also want to remind the listener, at 8:30, right after Adventures in Odyssey, you'll be able to hear Radio Theater. If you've never experienced that, I mean, this is a Peabody Award-winning production that, not everyone. I know the Bonhoeffer got the Peabody Award, but everything they do, just like Adventures in Odyssey, quality, it's the theater of the mind, and you're going to have a lot of fun Saturday mornings. Make sure you're tuned in. And thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.